from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Bulls are off and running, and Dan and Jason Bernstein are here to keep you up to date with the Stampede. You're listening to Organizations Win Championships.
Welcome to Organizations Win Championships and Odyssey Podcast. I'm Dan Bernstein. That's Jason Bernstein. James Jackson, one last roundup.
One last one.
As our, I guess he's sort of the interim producer today, because technically Spencer Ray is the producer and he's just in for Spencer Ray. So we should say that. But it's a big day. It's episode number 83.
And as Chicago sports fans, and this guy is a Chicago sports radio host, the number 83 has some significance. 83.
There you go.
Okay. I had to get
done,
it out of the way.
Done and done. And the Bulls have concluded summer league, where we saw some good things. We saw summer league basketball, which is generally not a good thing. Sometimes it hurts your eyes and your sensibilities. But in this case, I would say my two most important aspects were
Buzelis, gotta be right.
Obviously, number one is the performance of Matas Buzelis, as we discussed in episode 82, that his aggressiveness, his motor, his desire to try to dunk everything.
He's just relentless is the word that I would use. He's not the best athlete in the world, but just doesn't stop.
Edgy. Too edgy, talks a lot, a very, very high arousal level player, and I think that bodes really well depending on where this roster is going to be,
because they need some of that. And as much as I loved DeMar and Drummond, obviously they were good players, but they didn't have that sort of chip on their shoulder type thing going on. I mean, Drummond sometimes did, but Not quite like what Buzelis is doing. Buzelis does not shut up. He'll get in your face. He's not afraid of anybody. And I like to see it. I like to see it a lot.
Number two for me was the continued growth and overall activity level, and similarly the motor of Julian Phillips. I think he is a rotation contributor.
Gotta
at
be.
The very, very least.
I still think he could be really solid. I feel like we, as a collective, I would say, as a fan base, I think you and I, especially after drafting Buzelis, who is another one of these, you know, tall athletic wings, and we kind of put Phillips in the rearview mirror, but he's still relatively important, right? And I really don't know what's going to happen with Dalen after all this, but I kind of feel bad for him, especially as a first round pick. But sometimes the front office has to make hard decisions. Coaching staff has to make hard decisions. We have no idea what this rotation is going to look like. And
I haven't thought about Dalen Terry much. I really haven't. For better or for worse, he has not been top of mind at all. And maybe that tells the story.
Yeah. It's just been Buzelis, a little bit of Phillips. And also the next guy that we'll touch on a little bit, after having some really solid performances in the summer league, and Chicago's own Whitney Young's own.
Let me first, before we get to that, let me just mention too that the other story that we had going into summer league was the fact that Billy Donovan III was coaching the team. And it would be real easy to say, okay, well, what conclusions can you draw? None. I can draw no conclusions.
Summer league.
It's summer league, and you're not supposed to coach too hard. You've got a lot of guys running around out there that you're just herding cats half the time.
And that's okay. That's what it's for.
He's also a developmental coach. That he's not going to be an NBA coach or an NBA assistant. He is going to be in charge of the G League team, which will be a developmental job for him, which we have to look at in large tranches of games before we start talking about his game coaching or his chops on that level, building relationships with players as a head coach. We'll see.
Yeah, and we will see, because we'll talk to him at some point. So that'll be fun.
Now, the Bulls have had some success with hometown players before. We know that Ayo Dosunmu has succeeded. We know that Javon Freeman Liberty, that last year and the year before, being involved in their developmental system, he earned himself is he on a two-way or is he full with Toronto right now?
Let me check. I'm pretty sure last year he was signed to a two-way, but let me double check. But another homegrown guy, obviously, is going to be Mautis Buzelis,
right?
Because he is from here.
But it surprised me a little bit that this signing that came out of Summer League was that of DJ Stewart to a two-way deal.
Well, the Raptors actually just waived from Liberty.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, a day ago.
I did not know that. Well, might be interesting to see if he wants to come back and
be in the G League.
Yeah, be a G League player.
He's too good to not be at least a G League player.
What do you see in DJ Stewart?
If developed correctly, I see Javon Carter's replacement.
Really? This year?
I don't know about this year because it's a two-way. I mean, theoretically, they could convert it into a standard NBA deal.
And Carter's paid.
Right. He's paid, what, $6 million, something like that? It's kind of I hate to say $6 million is an overpay, but I really don't think he's that good. And I know it's Summer League, but Stewart is younger. And I can tell you this right now. He takes smarter shots, because Javon Carter would take a lot of dumb shots. But he's a Chicago kid. He's fast. He scored 37 in that overtime game, hit the game winner. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure he and Mattis may have known each other before coming into the Summer League. I mean, it seems like they're always hanging out on each other's social media, that sort of thing.
Well, I know Stewart played at Fenwick before transferring Whitney Young.
Maybe when he was out in the suburbs. Yeah. Look, I'm all for signing guys that have potential to be on an NBA roster to two-way contracts, and I'm also a fan of it because I know at some point I'll be able to talk to them and get to
when you're
know
them
when
team?
I'm covering a G League team on a break from school, so that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that interview whenever it happens. And yeah, it's tough right now to know exactly what this team is going to look like, and even the G League team, because G League rosters switch every single year. I assume Jarrell is going to be back on a two-way if he isn't already. I know Sanogo is on a two-way. Stewart's on a two-way. Who knows? Would they ever send Buzelis down there to develop?
I think it depends on what their roster
is
going to look
like. Or is he too polished already? That's the thing.
I think he's going to need as much NBA time as he can get.
I agree with that. He played in the G League last year.
I'm just concerned about the shape of this roster and who's going to be where and taking up what. Because Vooch is still here. Zach is still here. And with every day that goes by, it seemed like there was some rumor buzz about Zach, that usually those kinds of things get consummated. And now, between now and the start of the regular season, now I'm going to start a training camp. At the moment, I'm going to default to the resignation that Zach LaVine is going to be a part of the Chicago Bulls. I'm not happy about it, but
yeah. And if he is, he's obviously going to start. He's as much of a pain he can be. He's a good scorer. He's a multiple time all-star. So there's reason for him to be in that starting lineup. And it's just going to be so weird, because I feel terrible for Kobe. They're going to be really small, but at the same time, they're not, because Giddy is, what, 6'7", and Kobe is 6'5". So Zach is probably going to be at the 3, but he's going to be the shortest of Giddy, White, and himself. And just
defensively, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, with Vooch. Although Jalen Smith is a pretty good defender. I'm looking forward to seeing what Jalen Smith can do. I'm looking forward to seeing what Giddy can do. Obviously, Buzelis, because he's going to be really, really, really important. And I'm so confused. But at the same time, I don't mind because the roster, even though they still have Zach, even though they still have Vooch, the roster does look way different than it did last season. So in that respect, I am excited to just have something new. And I'm going to miss Caruso, but I'm only going to miss half of him because he didn't play half of the games because he's always getting a concussion or rolling his ankle.
But there's something happening. It's just taking a long time to, right, to unwind this all, particular trade.
They kind of screwed it up.
They stuck with it too long, and things they signed some bad extensions.
They were almost too good in that 2021-2022 season.
Well, there will always be a reminder of DeMar DeRozan now, as his number 11 now belongs to Ayo Dosunmu. I don't know who wears what number. It's not a big deal to me.
Matter. He wore it in high school and college, so good for him. But
okay.
I don't know. I feel like Ayo is more of a 12. Maybe obviously we'll get used to it, but Ayo dos, like that kind of sounds like uno dos and one, two.
I'm surprised you're not wearing your new Jazz jersey that you got. This schmuck, he goes, I swear to God, he's going to get to college and they're going to know him as like weird NBA jersey guy. He already has, well, he's got Javonte Green, but that came from a real place. That wasn't just like, oh, I got this cheap and I'm going to buy it. So he has the Javonte Green jersey. He bought, last week you saw him wearing the Rockets John Wall jersey.
So sick.
Fine. Then he got a Pistons
Cade Cunningham
road
Cade Cunningham
jersey. And he comes
home. They're all legit.
I know they're real jerseys. And he comes home the other day with it. The color's great and the fit's really good on you, but it's a Jazz Donovan Mitchell.
Not the new Jazz jerseys, because those are ass. Those are hot ass. But the old one with the kind of the J with the basketball
with the
and the music note and the The good ones, the ones that I remember Derek Favors wearing. Shout out to D Favors.
Your guy. No,
yeah, that's my guy.
So my favorite, though, is the jersey you were going to get that was in the wrong size.
Shut up. It was like a throwback jersey, another Rockets one, the navy blue with the kind of lightning pinstripes, the old font,
like the Akeem Olajuwon
jersey. Yes, exactly. Yes. And it was a Christian Wood jersey. And it had the Nike patch from the 75th anniversary season. It actually had the chrome shiny patch. And I had a brain freeze there because I was just saying, you will die shiny and chrome.
You will go where all this shiny
Valhalla
chrome. Witness me.
But it's I was so upset that I couldn't get that jersey because it was so cool. I don't know why, but that jersey patch looked so cool in the navy with the stripes, and the fact that it was just a random NBA player that will pop off for 35 points once a season.
Is he still in the league?
He was on the Lakers last season, yeah.
Christian Wood?
Yeah, right. He had those couple of years where he was scoring 20 a game in, was it Houston? No, it was like New Orleans, Houston, Dallas. He's kind of been all over the place.
You should have bought that.
That sounded
anyway.
Like a blunt.
You should have bought that.
No, anyway. it would have been a crop top.
Did you say passed around like a blunt?
Yes.
Oh, we got a little bit of breaking news as we were getting set to record, and it's interesting how this went down. We saw the announcement last week that Warner Brothers Discovery said and announced officially that they, per their contract provision, had matched the Amazon portion of the NBA broadcast deal. They said they've exercised a matching clause in their contract, so they had the right to do so, and that they were remaining an NBA broadcaster. Well, now, just moments ago, the NBA put out a release, and this is, I got this from Howard Beck's Twitter. This is the NBA's statement. Warner Brothers Discovery's most recent proposal did not match the terms of Amazon Prime Video's offer, and therefore we've entered into a long-term arrangement with Amazon. Throughout these negotiations, our primary objective has been to maximize the reach and accessibility of our games for our fans. Our new arrangement with Amazon supports this goal by complementing the broadcast cable and streaming packages that are already part of our new Disney and NBC Universal arrangements. All three partners have also committed substantial resources to promote the league and enhance the fan experience. We're grateful to Turner Sports for award-winning coverage of the NBA and look forward to another season of the NBA on TNT. So they're saying
fan experience, my ass. The best fan experience is watching Shaq, EJ, Kenny, and Chuck just absolutely roast the hell out of each other because it was entertaining. And when they wanted to talk basketball, they were really good at it. And without them, without an Emmy Award TV show partnered with NBA basketball, especially in the playoffs, I just don't, it's too bad.
It's one of the best shows on television.
And it really sucks. Accessibility. Not everybody's going to pay for Amazon Prime in order to watch your bullshit production. I'm sorry, but it's just, it's not going to be the same. You watch ESPN and it's just, you want to stab your eyes out. It's so bad when you compare everything to inside the NBA. I wish every national game was on TNT. And now after the season, the fact there's most likely going to be nothing regarding the NBA on TNT and nothing with EJ, nothing with Kenny, nothing with Shaq. And I know Chuck said he's retiring,
but this sounds to me like a lawsuit waiting to happen. This sounds
great.
To me like
all I want is for that TV show to keep going, because half of the national games where the Bulls aren't playing, when I'm not obligated to watch an NBA game, I wouldn't watch if it weren't for Inside the NBA and TNT. I never watch a national game on ESPN until the playoffs because they suck.
Well, I pretty much watch.
I watch
almost no pregame, halftime, or postgame, except local.
Like Jason Goff, Kendall Gill, love those guys.
As far as national pregame, halftime, post,
the only one
I only watch that because it's really the only one I'm interested in, rather than prepackaged hot takes and blandishments that make me dumber. That show made me smarter. That show is one more year of that show. That show makes us smarter about basketball and smarter about the NBA.
And then there's Stephen A. Smith and Kendrick Perkins and all those idiots just screaming. I don't think Stephen A. Smith is an idiot. I think he knows exactly what he's doing, and he's done very well for himself off it. I think Kendrick Perkins sucks. Sorry. I got to come at me. Carry on.
There's a little more news that's just breaking here. Jimmy Traina of Sports Illustrated says that NBC has officially announced the return of the theme music, Round Ball Rock.
I don't remember that. I'm too young.
Okay,
that's good. NBC, whatever.
Wait, you've never seen that SNL skit? Basketball? You've never seen that?
No.
Okay, I will show that to you when we're done.
No, I just remember, like, I got that too, or whatever that was.
No, it's basketball.
No, I was thinking the sense of, like, buddy, I got.
Oh, no, that's the soccer one. Open wide for some soccer. That's different. No, this is making fun of Round Ball Rock, who was written by, this name won't mean anything to you. If I say the name John Tesh, do you know who that is?
Mm-mm.
Okay. He was like an entertainment anchor and quasi-journalist, okay, who also was sort of a new agey musician who wrote Round Ball Rock. And Round Ball Rock is coming back, and now we can all feel like we can have that nostalgia.
But Amazon?
I know.
Amazon?
We'll see.
I love their delivery service, but my God, what the fridge do they know about basketball?
The football
Jeff Bezos's head looks like a basketball, and that's probably all they know. I don't know.
The football broadcast ended up okay when Al Michaels wasn't complaining about it.
Thursday Night Football, the games this year were last year.
And they had Kirk Herbstreit, who was doing much more college work than he was NFL work. But hey, man, it's a much easier production than a football production. The actual nuts and bolts and the number of cameras and the space you have to cover.
Right.
The number
it's of fine. Players. You're in. I feel like it must be easier in a dome at a football game, but generally it's a lot smaller.
It's easier.
And
But still, I do think that that Amazon TNT thing is somehow going to end up in litigation, because there is a clear, the two public statements are evincing.
We should get Kamala Harris for TNT side.
A disagreement as to what constitutes an official match. So I guess we will wait with bated breath on that one. Now we've got something pretty special today. We're adding something new to the showdown that we will let you know at the end. We're adding an interactive aspect to the showdown where it's not just going to be the two of us quizzing each other, but that's how we're going to start it. What do you got?
Hold on. Are we waiting for the music?
I'm good.
Ding, ding.
I can find it, because I know what my question is. I'm mad last week when I've been beating myself up all week for not getting the Brent Berry aspect of that question. I absolutely should have. And I spoke too soon. I didn't think hard enough.
Okay.
And it's one of these things.
Are you asking me first?
I can.
Go ahead.
Well, let me find my thing first. All right. I found my thing. We're going to obviously talk more about international basketball once we get closer to the Olympics and start looking. But I'm just going to ask
LeBron James.
I'm just going to ask you this. I've got the top 10 all-time Team USA scorers.
Thank God we didn't have the same question.
Okay. All-time top 10 Team USA scorers.
All right.
You know, the pros started playing in 1992.
Dream team.
That was the dream team.
Okay, yeah.
Team.
All right, top 10.
So, top 10 total points.
Okay, Christian Laettner.
No.
No? Okay. No. Jordan.
Jordan is fifth.
Bonbon. LeBron.
Third.
My friend Jacob and I call LeBron Bonbon. I don't know why.
Well,
so Jordan, Bonbon, Larry Bird.
No.
Kobe.
No.
Wow. Vince Carter?
Nope.
KG? Kevin Garnett?
Kevin Garnett, no.
Kevin Durant.
Number one. Kevin Durant, who now they're talking about, should he be on the team because he doesn't have time to work his way in? And everyone's like, you hear Drew Holiday at the press conference tell the reporters, like, is KD, man. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
replace him on the roster.
Okay, so
he's number one by a mile.
LeBron, KD, Jordan. Carmelo Anthony?
Two. Carmelo Anthony is second. Because remember, 04, 08, 2012, 2016.
Yeah, 16.
He only averaged really 10.8 a game, but total scoring.
Yeah.
Dwayne
Wade. Just don't explain eighth. Too much. Dwayne Wade. Chris Bosh?
No.
All I want is the list. I don't need you to say too much. God, I'm just trying to. Magic? No. No?
No.
Didn't think so. David Robinson?
Fourth.
All right,
88, 92, and 96. He is fourth. He's in between LeBron and Jordan.
Wow.
Got four more. You need 6, 7, 9, and 10.
6, 7, 9, 10. Okay. It's not because Steph hasn't really played for them, so it's not Steph. Steph.
One name already has been mentioned on this show today.
Can you just shut up?
No, I'm not going to shut up. I'm not going to sit here and watch you think.
Isn't that the point of trivia, you dumbass?
Well, get it. Get the names.
I can actually have a train of thought if you're not.
So
shut up. No, let me think. Jesus.
All right. All right. Think out loud then. How? What's your thought process here?
I'm just trying to think of the best players and best scorers to play for Team USA. And there's not really much to it. I can't believe Kobe isn't on there.
He's not.
Really surprising. It's not DeMar, right?
No.
Because it's not. Kyrie?
No.
Because I'm thinking of the team in 2016 with the viral memes.
Let me get three of them. I'm going to give you a hint. Three of the four played in only two Olympics, 92 and 96. So 6, 9, and 10 only played in 92 and 96.
Chris Mullin?
Mullin is number seven. He played in 84 and 92. So basically, you've got three dream teamers.
How did I get the one that was?
You got the one that was, but it was also there before that's weird. An amateur.
Okay.
He was there coming out of St. John's.
Okay, so now it's three dream teamers.
Dream teamers.
Sean Kemp?
No.
I'm just trying to think of the best players in 92.
Yeah.
Barkley?
Yep, he's six. That's the one whose name was said. Now you need 9 and 10.
Stockton? No. Karl Malone?
Karl Malone is 9.
It's not going to be Kareem. Too old. Is it a big man?
No.
It's a guard.
It's somebody who is always connected with...
Clyde?
No.
Somebody always connected with...
So again, listen. Someone always connected with another player on the list that you got.
Pippen.
Yes. Pippen. Durant, Melo, LeBron, Robinson, Jordan, Barkley, Mullen, D. Wade, Karl Malone, Scottie Pippen. There's the 10.
Okay.
All right.
So mine is also about international basketball. And it's a little bit different. So right now, a lot like the Olympic rosters for all of the countries were announced.
Okay.
And there are 5 players that are either current or former Bulls that are playing in this. And they're all from different countries. And I will give you the country. Do you want me to give you the countries to make it easier?
Yeah. For current, okay. current or former.
Okay. So there's one from, they're all from different countries.
Okay.
Australia, Brazil, Germany, South Sudan, and Greece.
Okay. I will say on Australia, it's Giddy.
Easily. Okay. Yep, that's easy.
On
that's
South Sudan, I only know because I just watched him. Carlique Jones.
Yep.
Is on South Sudan.
Yep.
Germany.
Yep.
Is it Paul Zipser?
No, it is not.
Oh.
The rest of these guys are all former players.
Well, for the Bulls. So is Paul Zipser. Okay. What are the. So I need.
I'm not giving you initials.
No. I need Germany.
Brazil, Germany, and Greece.
Brazil's got to be Cristiano Felicio.
It is.
Okay. Okay.
Bulls legend, Cristiano Felicio.
The giant baby.
Yes.
I love what Jason Goff called him that. He just looked like a giant feral baby. Which is
this really
also
ears.
It's an infinite jest reference because I know that the crossover of our listenership between being David Foster Wallace stands and Bulls basketball, you know, it's just thousands and thousands of people.
You're the worst.
Greece, a Greek player.
The Greek one is probably the hardest.
Oh, is it other Antetokounmpo?
Oh, you got it.
It is. It's Kostas.
It is Kostas
Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
All right.
Kostas. Yeah.
Okay.
Last but one
he, was he actually on the
Yeah, he was he on a two way.
He was there. Bad. Dayton. Germany, and it's not Paul Zipser.
Correct. I'm gonna ask yes or no questions if you want.
Okay. Is he German by a technicality?
Nope.
Like born on an army base or something?
Nope. German.
German. Was he a Bull in the last 5 years?
Yeah.
Was he good?
Yeah, actually, yes. He was pretty good.
Oh, I got it. Tice.
Daniel Tice. There you go. Yep, you got it. If I hadn't given you the countries, I feel like it would have been tougher.
Yeah,
that's
good. That's good question. Okay, now we have for you.
I created this, not we.
Not, you didn't create the idea.
I didn't create the idea.
James
created the idea. But I created the question.
So here's what we're going to do. You get first crack at this because you're listening. Because you're listening right now, you get first crack. What we're going to do is, when you get this, if you know the answer, when you know the answer, just send it to me on Twitter. And just hashtag OWC. So send it to @Dan_Bernstein with the hashtag OWC. That'll help me find it a little bit easier. And the first 3 people with the right answer, we will mention on the next episode of the pod. And then after you get first crack at it, I am going to post the same question to Twitter. Actually, the hashtag OWC showdown. So hashtag it OWC showdown in your answer.
Correct.
Jason, fire away.
So the question is, in what year did Michael Jordan wear the number 12 for 1 game? And what team was it against? That is the question. Bonus points if you get the number of points that he scored.
Or the number of shots he took.
Oof.
Yes. Okay.
That's a question.
There it is.
It's a little bit less niche than what we do because we are...
There's something wrong really, with us.
Yeah, we're he passed it on.
All right, so
I wish it skipped a generation, but it didn't.
So it's what year did Michael Jordan wear number 12?
Correct.
And against what team?
Correct.
All right, there you have it. @Dan_Bernstein with your answers. Hashtag OWC showdown. And that will do it for episode 83. Like, subscribe, rate, all the things that you do. And
I just had to. I have a theory that I didn't change to number 11 because of the phone. Can you change it out of respect for George? Like, I can't remember the phone. I'm just spitballing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.